This is Ozarks at Large. It's time for another visit with our militant grammarian, Catherine Schultz. Catherine, welcome back.
Thank you.
Do you have a special topic for us this time?
I have a mistake that I've seen a few times, even by very intelligent, good writers, well-intentioned, etc. And that is, they get in a hurry and they write, while you are, for while you apostrophe R-E. And it reminded me of my granddaughter coming to visit me last summer. And she is she's 11 years old. She's a big Justin Bieber fan. And we were doing some crafts. And she wanted to get on the computer and write a little thing to put on her crafts. And what she wanted to write was, you're my baby. Mm-hmm. And she spelled it Y-O-U-R. And I said, well, now you need to make that Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. She argued with me so long. And I mean, I'm embarrassed to even say, look, I teach this stuff.
Yeah.
And it didn't make any difference to her. So we put Y-O-U-R on her craft project. Well, for Christmas last year, just a few months ago, a few weeks ago, I found a T-shirt on eBay that had Justin Bieber's picture, and it was even personalized. I could put Heather on the T-shirt, and it said, you're my baby, and it was spelled correctly, and I was so excited to send that to her.
You think she'll notice? You think
probably
she
not.
Noticed?
Probably not.
And for the record, your is possessive.
Why? Your indicates possession, and you, while you apostrophe R-E, means you are. It's just like it's and it's.
Mm-hmm.
I-T-S with no apostrophe is possessive, and I-T apostrophe S is a contraction meaning it is. So if it's a contraction, if you're saying you are or it is, you got to have that apostrophe in it.
Putting two words together, you need the apostrophe.
That's right. Possession. It shows something's
right.
Left out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Catherine, thank you very much.
You bet.